Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
5.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President-elect Trump has made it official, his team confirming this morning that ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson will be nominated as the next Secretary of State.
Sources say Tillerson was recommended by former Secretaries of State, including James Baker and Condoleezza Rice. Tillerson chosen after Trump's very public vetting of a string of high-profile candidates, including one-time rival Mitt Romney. Sources say Trump called the 2012 GOP nominee personally last night to say it wasn't all a game.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Ken Tillerson went over Congress. Several key Republicans say they're concerned he may be too chummy with Russia.
And if he does not win over those skeptical GOP senators, that means he may need support from Senate Democrats. And that's something outgoing Democratic leader Harry Reid told me yesterday may not happen.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The presidential election recount is wrapped up in Wisconsin, with Donald Trump actually picking up an additional 100 or so votes in defeating Hillary Clinton. And in Pennsylvania, a federal judge shot down Jill Stein's request for a presidential recount, saying the Green Party candidate had no legal standing. Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin Rossler is recovering from minor injuries he suffered when he was rear-ended at a traffic light last night at Lee Highway and Stone Road in Centerville. Police say the other driver was drunk. She's been charged with DWI. Maryland's budget deficit next year may mean a lot less money to counties, including Montgomery.
One of the first places that could see cuts when the state looks at a nearly $500 million deficit is in local aid.
This is not a time where they can skimp on Montgomery County. Unlike many places in the state, our school population is growing by leaps and bounds every year.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner also says they're seeing some of the worst transportation issues anywhere. County Executive Ike Leggett's getting concerned too.
Certainly have to protect aid to school transportation. There are no areas that are easy to make cuts because we've already reduced it quite considerably.
Governor Hogan is set to release his budget proposal in mid-January. In Rockville, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia panel looking at ways to replace traditional pensions for state employees with 401k-style retirement plans may have to put aside those plans for now and focus on restoring 3% pay increases that were lost in budget cuts this year. The panel says those raises are needed before lawmakers install a retirement plan that employees would have to contribute to. The housing market here in D.C. is expected to close the year out strong.
If November stats are any indication, we'll close out 2016 with a housing market that has low inventory but continued high demand. That's according to Andrew Strauch with the real estate research firm MRIS. As for why...
Interest rates are going up, so it's becoming a little bit more of an immediacy on the buy side. Also, the job market is fantastic, and prices have moderated.
The median price in November, $407,000, is the highest since 2005, with homes spending about 23 days on market. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,796, the NASDAQ at 54,13. In sports, Monday Night Football, the Patriots come back in the fourth quarter and beat the Ravens. The Wizards fall in Miami, and the L.A. Rams fire coach Jeff Fisher. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change, and change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Seasonable temperatures today and tomorrow. Big call.
270 out of Clarksburg to Gaithersburg jammed. We still have the accident activity. Everything's over to the shoulder, though. Southbound on 270 south of 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. 355, if you're using that, thinking about that paralleling, 270 as the alternate. The heaviest stretch I see is just as you come southbound 355 to the light where Lake Forest Mall is. So that will surely pick up some of the bailout traffic. Around the top side of the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue, jammed solid. In Aspen Hill, the crash, multiple cars involved. So it's taking a while to clear this on 28 Norbeck Road at Lay Hill Road. And I'm looking at delays now in each direction. DC 295, that's been our hot spot this morning with several incidents. The last one, south one, southbound as you pass Benning Road over to the shoulder now, but still a lot of activity. They may need to block a lane when another tow truck arrives. Out of Chevrolet on 50 and out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway, extensive delays. And on 50, Maryland, as you come toward Church Road prior to the Beltway, heading inbound for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures today and tomorrow. Big cold dump coming in, but it's a brief visit here late week. 47 today as we'll continue to see the clouds increase west to east. A rain shower, maybe a snow shower tonight. No accumulation, 34. Lots of sun tomorrow, 44. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 31 in Gainesville, 30 in Frederick, 41 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Products. The racist rants of Charleston Church killer Dylan Roof are read in court. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Martine Powers, the Washington Post, about what happened yesterday with that Metro train. Did you hear about it? Oh, you're not going to believe this story. 8:05, Dr. Seb Gorka will join us. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off. We're very pleased to be joined by Katie Pavlich, editor at Town Hall and a Fox News contributor. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning. And now we have the pleasure of being joined by Dana Perino, who, of course, is the former White House press secretary under George W. Bush, co-host of The Five and author of Let Me Tell You About Jasper. And although she lives in New York City now, she's going to be back in Washington, D.C. soon. Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's like having breakfast with old friends.
It's great. I love it. So tell us about your event with Greg Gutfeld, Larry Gatlin. You're going to be at the Warner Theater on January 28th. Where can people buy tickets?
Well, at Ticketmaster.com. So we'll be at the Warner Theater, which, I mean, that's pretty highfalutin for Greg Gutfeld.
Yeah.
Is he going to be okay?
That's way above his station.
I hear they have $12 bottles
of
wine there.
Started this about a year ago. We've only done two of them, where we get together and we just shoot the breeze. We don't have a script. And of course, we talk about news of the day. And Larry Gatlin is the entertainment. Not only does he warm up the crowd before we go on, but he also interrupts us. Remember Halftime Report by Andy Levy?
Right.
So Larry Gatlin actually writes a song about our performance so far and comes out midway through and basically gives us some razzin'.
Some fact-checking.
Well, and that's, of course, in good order. I mean, you know, Larry and I, by the way, we grew up in the same town. We're old friends.
Oh, there you go.
So he's a good guy. It'll be a fun show. Well, I'm going to definitely come and see you. Yeah.
I mean, is Flat Jasper going to be there? Because I'm sure the crowd wants to know.
Flat Jasper. I'll even bring Felt Jasper, too. And it's fun for me to get to come back to D.C. once in a while and see old friends. It's amazing how fast, Brian, you know, you knew me when, and Katie, of course, was in high school, I think. But at the time when I was at the White House, 8 years goes by really fast.
It really does, yeah.
So it's fun for me to get back to D.C. and basically I'll be on home field advantage with Gutfeld this time.
Yeah, you
definitely will be. Well, speaking of coming back to D.C. and working in the White House, we're hearing now that RNC strategist Sean Spicer may actually be tapped for White House press secretary. What do you think about that, and do you have any advice?
I think it's an excellent choice. If he wants any advice, I'd be happy. I'll bend over backwards to help him. I've known Sean for a long time, and obviously, I think he's a true professional. He also understands the press corps, and I think in this evolving method of dealing with the press, I think that he's been able to bridge both, right? So he recognizes that the press has a job to do, and they have to turn in a story every day. But also, that's an unconventional and different way of dealing with reporters when you have President-elect Donald Trump at the helm. So I think Sean Spicer would be an excellent choice. And also, what people might not know about him is his generous heart. You know, he and Rebecca, his wife, adopted two babies about 6 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're not twins. They were adopted from different biological mothers, but they bring this whole family together, and it's one of the sweetest stories I've ever known. So I'd love to see him get the job.
Well, and Sean Spicer also likes to bring his parents to country concerts. I've actually seen him before at a Jiffy Lube, so that's been fun, and you're right. He has a good heart, yeah, and just working with him in a professional capacity, he's been very helpful and understanding of, you know, protecting the message, but also, you know, having a cordial and helpful relationship to the press. But back to the RNC, Rona Romney for RNC chair is now floating around. What do you think about that?
Well, this is an interesting one, right? Because Republicans have not been able to win inside Michigan for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
However, Rona Romney has been an excellent chair there in the state of Michigan. I got to talk to her about a year ago. And what a gracious and lovely person. I love it that there would be a woman at the head of the RNC, mm-hmm. not just because of women, for women's sake, but because I do feel like if we're going to change everything, like, let's change it all.
Right.
Yeah.
Shake it up.
New blood.
Shake it all up.
I think it's
Why
interesting
not?
To have somebody from that part of the world. Like, we had Reince Priebus. He was there for 8 years, and what do you see happen? Well, we were able to pierce that blue wall. Scott Walker wins twice, plus he fends off the recount.
Yeah.
So I think that spreading out and branching out for the Republican Party is really good, and I think it has the Democrats kind of nervous.
So, Dana, here's my question. I mean, you've been the press secretary. You know what a difficult job it is. How much more difficult would it be to be the press secretary when really the president believes he is the press secretary? I mean, he has direct access to the people. He doesn't need his press secretary to go out and speak on behalf of him. I mean, how difficult would it be to be the press secretary for a guy who knows how to use Twitter and is not afraid to do so?
Well, I think that one of the things that would be of concern, that if, just going back to what I remember in terms of the amount of incoming requests from that job, right, of all sorts of different subjects, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you need to get in there to see the president so that you can talk and make sure you manage it, and all of a sudden the next thing you know is he's tweeted about it and he's done your job for you.
Right.
Which could be a welcome relief, or, you know, it could just be cause more questions.
Yeah.
But
right.
The thing is, I have a new motto: embrace the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Well, yeah, so you might as well. That's right.
Press secretary might be more doing more damage control.
You're not going to be able to fight it, so you might as well roll with it.
Right. The press secretary might be doing more cleanup in aisle 4 for Trump. I think Sean Spicer would probably be pretty good at that.
Yeah, do you have any thoughts about Rex Tillerson? I mean, the big news this morning is apparently he's been tapped by Donald Trump to be the next Secretary of State, former Exxon Mobil CEO. Well, he's the current Exxon Mobil CEO.
Well, if you are running a company like Exxon, you're basically running a small country,
mm-hmm.
or maybe like a medium-sized country, yeah. in terms of all of the different moving parts, the intelligence, the infrastructure you have to protect. the deal making that you have to do, of course. I am not as concerned as some might be about any friendship he has with Vladimir Putin. I believe that Rex Tillerson was a company man doing the right thing for Exxon, and I believe that he would be the right man, he'd be the American man at the State Department. When I saw that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, of course, both formers, they both served in 43's administration and also Bob Gates in Obama's administration. When I found out that he had their endorsement, I was like, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
How do you feel about how the confirmation hearing is going to go? Because yesterday we had John McCain expressing some pretty serious concerns, saying, you know, you shouldn't be getting a friendship award from a butcher. Marco Rubio tweeted pretty, you know, starkly that he wasn't expecting someone who's friends with Putin to be chosen as Secretary of State. So, you know, Republicans are the ones who might be causing a problem here.
I feel like they will express those concerns, and I think that Rex Tillerson will answer them well because he's going to get confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the thing that is bothering Democrats the most, and they're tucking in behind Republicans' concern about Russia, is they're not that much concerned about Russia. They're concerned about climate change.
Right.
And Rex Tillerson is somebody who's been working for the biggest fossil fuel company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that truly that's what their concern is. But I think you'll see that there could be some red state Democrats in the Senate that end up voting for Rex Tillerson's confirmation, such as maybe Manchin in West Virginia.
Interesting.
Yeah, that could be good. Well, listen, Dana Perina, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Warner Theater, January 28th, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be there.
Keep an eye on that Gatlin guy. He needs some watching. Okay?
Well,
but you're used to that because you deal with Gutfeld. So.
I know.
All right.
That's why we call it short stories.
7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ooh, anything but short delays into town. We have been jammed. DC 295, several incidents. The latest one near Benning had been pushed to the shoulder, but from Greenbelt, that's where the delays begin, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So if this is your route and you normally take the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Riverdale, you might want to rethink. Maybe take Kenilworth Avenue or just plan for the extra time. You'll need it. 50 delays just inside the Beltway. Again, all to go south on 295 with lanes currently open. Stays that way. On the 95 south of the ICC, just the volume to merge onto the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Wilson Bridge backups, they begin before Route 5, just before you get to the exit for Route 5. However, in the backups along the way, crash reported near St. Barnabas Road, and I am seeing the break right there. So again, inner loop near St. Barnabas Road for the new accident. Aspen Hill, just a mess on 28 Norbeck Road at Lay Hill Road for the crash. Slows each direction. And on 270 south after 124 Montgomery Village Avenue in Gaithersburg, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a bit of sunshine. Mostly cloudy today, a high of 47. Tonight, it will clear as the night progresses. And there is a possibility in the earlier evening of a snowflake or two, because temperatures will dip down to almost freezing. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 44. And then as we move into the rest of the week, listen, it looks like Thursday and Friday going to be really a lot colder than what we've been experiencing, with overnight lows in the teens. Currently in the nation's capital, 40 degrees, 7:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. What in the world is going on with the Metro yesterday? Did you hear about this story involving a Metro train that literally came apart while people were on it? It was on the Metro's Red Line. Joining us now on the line to talk more about it and give us some details is Martine Powers, a transportation reporter for the Washington Post. Martine, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so tell us exactly what happened yesterday on the Red Line.
So basically what happened is a Red Line train was going toward Rockville, and it decoupled, which is basically a fancy way of saying that it came apart in the middle, that between the second and third trains, that the thing that's supposed to keep those two sides of the train together, came apart. And so the operator immediately realized what had happened, because there's an alarm that alerts them when one train, one car
One would hope so. Yeah.
That sounds like a divorce.
And basically people were stuck on the tracks for over an hour, you know, waiting for them to move one side of the train to a platform, and then a few people actually had to be evacuated on the tracks.
So you're saying this wasn't a conscious uncoupling?
No,
it wasn't. As Paltrow would describe.
Well, I'm wondering, though, because the thing that concerns me here is that I read that one of the cars involved was one of the newest of the fleet, the so-called 7,000 series.
They were actually all part of the new fleet, and I think that is a big concern. And the cause of the uncoupling is still under investigation, and they're trying to figure out what happened. Obviously, this could have been an issue of human error, but it also could be a design flaw with this new fleet of cars, and that would be a big concern. That would involve having to go back to the manufacturer and have them, you know, change all the cars to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So do we know how much this new fleet cost?
I believe it's $1.34 billion for the entire new fleet. Not all of those trains have arrived yet, but they're certainly very expensive. So I think something like this would be would add to the expense.
So certainly a safety concern, and also a concern of dollars and cents if they've now purchased these new fleets that have a manufacturing flaw that uncouple themselves on the tracks.
Very concerning. I'm reading here that as people were evacuated from these trains, there was what seems to me a pretty glaring issue, in that they were said, "Hey, this metal rail is electrified. You're on your own." I mean,
right.
Basically, nobody was there to escort them as they walked down the tracks.
Does this have electricity? One of the passengers asks. They don't, but this one is live.
Yeah, that's exactly what's still under investigation, too, that I think Metro is also looking to how the issue was handled. And so we don't have a sense from them about whether or not they think that's true, whether the tracks were electrified. But that's what one of those two passengers who were evacuated on the tracks, what they said is that they got off the train, that they asked, you know, is this electrified? And the operator was basically like, look, don't touch that one. Just if you walk on these wooden tracks, you'll be fine. And then essentially sent them off in the direction of the nearest station and was like, it's over there. It's not that far. You'll get there eventually. And they say that they were unaccompanied as they were walking on the track.
Gosh, that's shocking to me. Well, I mean that's really concerning. That at a moment where your train has come apart and you need to get people off the train, you basically say, "Hey,
walk over there.
Watch out for that electrified rail over there, and over, you know, just walk up to the station. It's just, you know, a few hundred yards over there. You'll be fine."
Well, one of the passengers expressed irritation when she got off the train.
Amazing.
And said, I still had to pay for my commute after all of that. She had to walk through the pay station.
So what is Metro saying about the investigation and how it'll be handled?
So they're basically saying that they're looking at both the cause and at the kind of aftermath and the response from the operators and the staff. It's unclear how long this investigation will take. Something similar happened last January where an older version of the trains uncoupled, and it took a few weeks before they came back with a response basically saying that this was kind of another design issue, that in that case it was like a spring that wasn't tight enough. So it could be something as long as a few weeks or a few months, but there's also a safety committee meeting of the Metro Board this Thursday, and so that might be something that members of the Metro Board are asking about. They might have to offer up at least a few answers earlier than that.
I would hope there'd be some questions asked and answered there, and it comes, of course, at a time when Metro continues to have more problems. It's almost as if the passengers are being told, you know, take your chances. You're on your own.
For the cost. I mean, $100 billion? I mean, come on. You think they could get it right?
Yeah, and if they have to take these 7,000 series cars out of service because they have a flaw, that's going to be a big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, it would be a big concern if they had to take them out of service. I mean, for something like this, it's likely that they might be able to have a short-term design fix if it was a fleet-wide issue, and that they would bring folks in to kind of repair the cars one by one rather than taking them all out of service at one time. But I mean, who knows? It really depends on what they find out to be the problem. And again, this could be a human error issue. It could be someone didn't properly inspect the car, and that this was just sort of a one-off thing that came from somebody's carelessness.
Well, Martine Powers with the Washington Post, thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand this troubling event yesterday on the Red Line. It's now 7:23 on WMAL.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
All right, you know, the rains have come, and so have the leaves. The leaves have all fallen off the trees, and many of them ended up in your gutters. Let's be honest. Your gutters, quite frankly, are an embarrassment. I mean, they really are. You need to do something about them. And it's a dirty, nasty job, and it's a dangerous job, and you know all that, and you've been putting it off, haven't you? I know. I'm your friend and radio buddy. You can tell me. Well, listen, if you had the LeafGuard system on your house, this wouldn't be an issue. LeafGuard gutter system lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever clogs, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders, their technicians, and clean them for free. And that warranty is transferable with the home. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of all downspouts. And for WMAL listeners, this is so nice. LeafGuard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. That's a nice thing. Schedule your appointment today, 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more at this special website they've set up. It even uses my name, briangutters.com. That's right, briangutters.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 pushing out of Gainesville up towards Centerville. Had the multiple cars that were involved in the early crash that was over to the shoulder most of the time. Finally, nothing left on the shoulder, so nothing left to distract us there. A 95, not so bad. Dale City toward the Occoquan again through Lorton and Newington. Some of the stop and go. It's been pretty bad getting into town. We've had several incidents early on this morning. DC 295 southbound, currently lanes open to get you past Benning Road. That was the latest incident that was cleared to the shoulder. Big delays, though, out of Riverdale, off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and out of Chevrolet as well. We'll go into Maryland and Aspen Hill. Accident involved several cars, 28 Norbeck Road and Lay Hill Road. I'm looking at delays in each direction. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible Tuesday. Some sunshine early, clouds later. 47 on target for normal. A rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight. No accumulation, 34. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
41 degrees right now. It is 726.
I know how rough it is getting up on that old rusty ladder and getting the staple gun out and going to town stringing those Christmas lights on the house, but don't let your chaotic schedule stop you from enjoying some holiday bliss, okay? A beautifully crafted 1-800-Flowers.com holiday flower tree is your solution to decking the halls with holiday cheer. Listen to this right now. When you order the holiday flower tree, you'll get 20% off. That's a hand-designed 1-800-Flowers holiday flower tree for 20% off. Every holiday arrangement and bouquet is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. If you or your loved ones have any issues, 1-800-Flowers will make it right no matter what, no questions asked. 1-800-Flowers is the only company I trust to deliver fresh from the field holiday arrangements. To order the holiday flower tree for 20% off, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and for years, you've heard me say that I'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Well, this year, in the spirit of the holidays, I've decided to prove it. If I can't meet or beat your same-day loan estimates on VA loans, I'll personally send you a crisp $100 bill as my gift to you. That's right. So if you think you're getting a great rate at another company, send me your same-day VA loan estimate, and if I can't meet or beat it, I'll give you $100. Rates are already moving up quickly, but it's not too late to get yourself some Christmas cash. At Cornerstone First, we also offer purchase loans, reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and conventional. This holiday season, let us give you the gift of knowing you got the best deal out there. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've gotta Ibotta.
So, Jerry Rice, I know, famous football player, great dancer, but I see in your bomb a powerful secret.
It's no secret. It's Tiger Balm. For 20 years, Tiger Balm has been my go-to for aching muscles and joints.
But in your hand.
I know. You're thinking about the soothing power of essential oils, the fast-proven pain relief. Just rub it in or put on the patch. It works where it hurts.
I see. So it's your...
Tiger Balm.
Oh, my aching back.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Coming up, have you been one of those office Christmas parties that just got completely out of control? We want to know your wildest story coming up in just a moment. Also, we'll give you the rundown on the latest on Trump transition news. Now, there was a lot of it this morning. It's now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President-elect Trump has announced that ExxonMobil CEO is his pick for his Secretary of State. In a release, Trump says Rex Tillerson is among the most accomplished business leaders and international dealmakers in the world. Tillerson must be confirmed by the Senate, and that's no sure thing.
Now, the first challenge for Tillerson is to clear the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where the GOP will have one seat advantage. And that means one Republican defection could thwart the nomination if Democrats stay united. And already, Marco Rubio of Florida, who sits on that panel, is warning he may not be on board because of Tillerson's connections to Vladimir Putin.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Donald Trump's predecessor is not a fan of the president-elect's disdain for daily intelligence briefings. President Obama tells Comedy Central's The Daily Show,
if you're not getting their perspective, their detailed perspective, then you are flying blind.
The president-elect told Fox News over the weekend he doesn't need to be told the same details about the same events day in and day out. If things change, Trump says he'll make himself available on a minute's notice. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Culpeper County, Virginia, claiming lawmakers there committed religious discrimination when they denied a sewage permit to a group hoping to build a mosque there. The county claims the denial was over health concerns, not over Islam. The man who fired off a weapon inside the Comet Ping Pong restaurant in Northwest last week as he checked out fake news reports of a child sex ring will be in court today. Edgar Welch has been in jail since the incident. Today he finds out whether he'll get out as he awaits trial. Fire trucks filled the K Street corridor before dawn this morning as flames in a laundry room set off sprinklers and forced the evacuation of the Capitol Hilton for a short time. No one was injured, but everyone got a 5 a.m. wake-up call. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,976, the NASDAQ at 54.13. In sports, Monday Night Football, the Patriots nearly blew a 20-point lead, but they held on to beat the Ravens. The Wizards fall in Miami, and Jeff Fisher's out as coach of the L.A. Rams. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, your backups from Maryland to Virginia begin before you get to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Broken up slightly along the way, we have a crash at St. Barnabas Road, and then you hit the brakes again. So that's what we're dealing with on that stretch of the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia. No delays through Alexandria to the Wilson Bridge. Now, top side of the Beltway, normal tie-ups from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you have delays through Riverdale, but you also have the crash southbound inside the Beltway after 410. Still had some fire and rescue responding there. On 50 through Bowie, as you head up toward Freeway Airport, crash. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. 270 southbound. The big delays coming through Clarksburg and into Gaithersburg. Had the accident on the shoulder past 124. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Had a terrible Tuesday. Some sunshine early, clouds later. 47 on target for normal. A rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight. No accumulation, 34. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 37 in Woodbridge, 32 in Bowie, 40 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:05 in the next hour. Dr. Seb Gorka, always compelling. So many things to ask him right now going on with, especially what's going on with these Russians. What are they up to? At 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is on vacation, taking a couple of days off. And joining us here very ably is Katie Pavlich, editor of Town Hall and a Fox News contributor. Good morning again to you, Katie.
Good morning. Well, Brian, you know it's that time of the year again where we have holiday parties galore, especially in places like Washington, D.C. One question that the Washington Post is asking that we want to ask our audience is the office holiday party more awkward than meeting meeting the parents? That is the question that we want answered. Do you have some office holiday party that was really fun or really awkward or that ended maybe your career? We want to hear about it.
Well, they sometimes get out of control.
They do. So if you have an out of control story, but make it PG, not PG-13, because we are on the radio and people are listening on their way to work. We want to hear about it. 888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-9625. We want to hear from you. The Washington Post story is actually really funny. They describe it this way. The annual soiree is not merely an opportunity to don sequins, sip terrible wine, and nosh on snacks from Costco. It's the year's most crucial social function and the ideal place to rub shoulders and make lasting impressions in our new casual, cubicle-free, open workplaces, and now pretty much mandatory Facebook friendships with the boss. And it's impossible to wall off your personal life from your professional life for very long. So do office holiday parties really open you up to some kind of vulnerability with your coworkers that maybe you're not so comfortable with?
Yeah, I mean, you can always keep your coworkers sort of at arm's length, in your personal life. You say, well, I work with you, but I don't really socialize with you, and so therefore I don't know you on that level, and people are curious about you. So yeah, I mean, it's a place where those kind of things come out. But I think the more intriguing question is, what is it about the holiday party that makes people just go crazy?
We've seen these stories. There's a movie coming out that's all about a holiday party that's getting out of control. I think there maybe should be rules before the holiday party. Maybe whoever's in HR can send out a little, a little primer on how to behave. Two drink minimum.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maximum.
Alcohol is the problem. There's no doubt about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Give us your wildest holiday party. I've been to a lot of these holiday parties in Washington, and I find them to be, actually compared to places where I worked before, fairly tame.
Is that because people in Washington are always partying,
I think that people in Washington are exceptionally stuffy, actually, in many ways.
Or they're exceptionally alcoholics.
Yeah, I have heard, there was a company for whom I once worked, and they would throw a holiday party. I'm not going to give the name. Read between the lines.
Okay.
And this was a big company, had offices in many places, and each office would have its own Christmas party. And in D.C., I found the Christmas party to be nothing. It was very tame. In New York, the stories were legendary.
Uh-huh.
Talked about for years.
Infamous stories from New York. Mm. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe D.C. holiday parties are stuffy. I find that you find the same people at different holiday parties, but I guess those are different than office parties where you're directly interacting boss and your colleagues, especially maybe if you're a supervisor, it can get kind of weird.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Jim in Baltimore, start us off. What is your nightmare holiday party story?
Yes, I went to my wife's Christmas party, and it was at a swim club. And as the alcohol got flowing, everybody got pretty drunk. And by the end of the evening, it turned into a mooning contest.
Oh, man. And the question is, were there photos, and were they posted?
No, there weren't photos, but the owner of the company got so angry, it was the last party he ever had.
Oh, man. Well, there's also this company up in New York City that's donating all of their Christmas holiday money funding. They're not having a holiday party. They're donating it to liberal groups in the aftermath of the election.
Yeah.
So they're upset about that as well.
Jim, I'm just sort of curious.
I'd rather moon and donate to the liberals.
Yeah. Well, tell me exactly, though, what happened afterwards. I mean, obviously he canceled the party, said we're not going to do it again. But, I mean, how did they clean that mess up?
Well, eventually he had left, and everybody had had enough, and the beer ran out. And I guess that was pretty much the end of the party when the caterer took the rest of the beer.
Yeah, this party got to the stage of mooning on beer.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive. Must have been a lot
of beer.
Yeah,
that is. That was pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it.
I don't have any holiday horror stories, office parties, but I guess I haven't really been to that many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our townhall.com office holiday party last week, and it was very tame.
Yeah.
What
did you do for fun?
We actually did the mannequin challenge, which is
the thing going around
the internet where you get a group of people and you stand around and you just stand there like a mannequin and you put it online. It's just a big viral
thing. So everybody does the freeze.
Everyone does the freeze.
And the camera just sort of wanders through the scene.
It took us about four times to get it right because people are laughing and trying to get their pose down, trying not to move, trying not to blink is probably the biggest issue. So we eventually got it down. That was the craziest thing that happened to our
holiday
party.
Hold on. Let me make sure I got this right. Your idea of fun at this holiday party was for everybody to stand in a room and not move while a camera took your picture.
Yes. Millennials. I mean, come on. Millennials are into the mannequin challenge.
I worry about the next generation,
Katie. I think you should be. I agree. Compared to the older generations who are mooning people at their holiday parties, I think the mannequin challenge is pretty tame. You should be applauding us for our good behavior. But we also did one of those white elephant exchanges, which is always pretty fun. And the more people
Santa
you have,
right,
the more fun it is, and people stealing each other's gifts. And the worst gift is always an award
that
people try to get. I ended up with a extension cord plug-in, which may have been the worst gift of the entire place, but I'm okay with that. Other people got better gifts.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle and the Associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank, West Point grad, military veteran, has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster for more money than other local agents. Plus, Frank will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it outright himself, guaranteed. George was looking to sell an investment property in Rockville. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly for top dollar. It's no wonder that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank entrepreneur Barbara Corcoran exclusively recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, in addition to our normal morning rush hour, some unusual tough spots. And let's go Aspen Hill, Maryland on 28 Norbeck Road, right near Lay Hill Road. That's where we have the crash, but it is causing delays in each direction. So if you normally say take 28 Norbeck Road from the ICC Intercounty Connector, you need extra time or you might want to think your route. But again, 28 and Lay Hill Road for the crash to 70 overall. You're going to find delays through Urbana down toward 109 and just a brief break, but then from Clarksburg most of the way down onto the 270 spur. Crash along the way gone, even from the shoulder near Montgomery Village Avenue. Passing Freeway Airport, 50 commuters inbound 50. That's where they were trying to get that crash confined to the shoulder, to the Wilson Bridge within the backups that begin before Route 5 to the Wilson Bridge. There's a crash near St. Barnabas Road and the Suitland Parkway inbound slowing this morning. Just a heavy volume here before Silver Hill Road to get you past Alabama Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continue with dry weather for the most part. Had a little rain yesterday. Now as we roll through today, the overcast will be on the increase, 47. A passing rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight, 34. Sun with a few afternoon clouds on Wednesday, 44. We might not get out of the upper 20s on Thursday. Much colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 7:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I want to give you the very latest on Trump transition stuff, and there's some good stuff to report today. A lot of information. The new Secretary of State, if Trump has his way, will be Rex Tillerson from ExxonMobil. He's been up and he's been down. There's been a big sweepstakes over who's going to be the Secretary of State, but officially this morning, announced by the Trump transition team on the record, it's going to be Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil. Mm-hmm. CEO, he's 64 years old, comes from Wichita Falls, Texas, has cut amazing deals for his company in some very difficult place, including Russia.
Right.
And that may be the problem for this guy.
That is the hang-up that from both Republicans and Democrats. So Marco Rubio has expressed concern over his affiliation with not just Russia, but Vladimir Putin as a direct friendship. John McCain has expressed similar sentiments. But I think he'll probably make it through his confirmation hearing, although it will be a rockier one than the rest of, I think, his nominations.
I think it's going to be rocky, and I think there's going to be some tough questions. I think Dana Perino has it right. She said that she thought that he would be able to have the right answers that will ease the concerns. And if he's as smart an operator as he seems to be, I think that will probably be the case.
The interesting thing is that he's a big Republican donor, but did not donate to Donald Trump's campaign. He donated down ticket, but he was not a big Trump backer in the election, which is interesting considering.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Right.
But you know what? Donald Trump doesn't seem to care all that much about.
Which is good. I'm glad that we're moving along.
Even people who voted, who have worked against him in the past, you know, like Romney, were considered, at least for this position. Another guy who has had some rough things to say about Donald Trump at times is apparently, it's not locked down, but it's beginning to look more and more as if Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, will be the next Secretary of Energy.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. Coming from Texas, he has a lot of experience, obviously, with energy. Joe Manchin was also one of the other choices. Of course, he comes from West Virginia. That's coal country, also another big energy issue that Donald Trump talked about on the campaign trail. But going back to Rex Tillerson real quickly, Donald Trump has tweeted just recently in the last 5 minutes. The thing I like best about Rex Tillerson is that he has vast experience at dealing successfully with all types of foreign governments. So his experience with getting deals for ExxonMobil in hostile countries that maybe don't have the best interests of American companies at heart has definitely paid off in him solidifying his position inside the Trump administration.
And he has relationships, and that's helpful. Okay, Rick Perry Energy, going down the list of other names that are being tossed. Yesterday, there was a meeting between Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly Fiorina, it is now revealed, is apparently being considered for the job of Director of National Intelligence. Of course, Hewlett-Packard, in her past, I think she also served on an intelligence board.
She did.
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And so that might be a good fit there. What do you think about Carly Fiorina?
Her work at Hewlett-Packard, she worked hand-in-hand with the government to try and figure out how her company could work to prevent cyber attacks on the United States through some of the software and programs that they had inside their company. In the age of cyber warfare being one of the number one threats to the country in terms of foreign policy and everything else, I think that she probably has a lot to offer on that aspect of it because she has that experience. Now, she doesn't have experience in government intelligence, which may get her some criticism. However,
right,
she has worked with the government in her capacity as CEO to prevent those types of attacks.
And with time running down, just very quickly, Sean Spicer being talked about as press secretary at the White House, and Ronna Romney McDaniel apparently is the leading choice to be the next director, or I guess what's of the RNC.
Chairman
of the RNC. I don't know why that eluded me. It's now 7:50 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ho, 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 guys. Christmas is right around the corner. That's right. And you haven't gotten that special gift for that special lady in your life, have you? I know. And it's driving you crazy. You're thinking about, man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Time is running out. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. And you're panicking. Don't worry, because I, Brian Wilson, your friend and radio buddy, have the answer. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, let's face it, guys, it's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. What is a Hoodie Footy, you say? I am so glad you asked. It's a piece of clothing that combines the warmth of a hoodie, you'll love that, with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. You can find all of the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. You don't have to wrap it. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:53 on WMAO. Time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Hey there. Good morning to you. Well, futures, as they have all morning, been pointing higher to a higher open on Wall Street. Investors focusing on the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting, which starts today and is widely expected to end tomorrow with the first quarter-point interest rate hike since a year ago. Crude oil prices up about 1% and could mean sharply higher heating oil prices this winter. Meanwhile, both Republicans and Democrats are predicting a stormy confirmation hearing in the Senate over Rex Tillerson's close ties to Russian President Putin. The CEO of ExxonMobil is now officially President-elect Trump's choice for Secretary of State. And Quest Diagnostic Labs saying the health records, but not credit or Social Security information, were compromised in a hack attack on November 26th. And meanwhile, Prudential suspending sales of its life insurance policies sold through Wells Fargo while it's investigating the bank's sales tactics. And California's insurance regulator has now ordered an investigation of its own. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, get those carpets cleaned before the holidays. All right, now's the time before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. I love that Zero Res is doing this with our listeners. If you call and book your cleaning today, they'll donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Man, everybody wins with this deal. Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians are company employees. They're drug tested, background checked, and bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. And if you don't have carpet, that's okay. Zero Res can still help. They bring the shine back to your hardwoods, tile, and grout, too. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading around the Beltway, Maryland, topside before 95 to Georgia Avenue, slowing to the Wilson Bridge. You're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. The crash along the way at St. Barnabas Road. Better news, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes. It's been a busy morning for DC 295 southbound earlier. Several incidents all cleared, but still jam coming southbound off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in 50. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, slow go to get past the Case Bridge to Main Avenue. That accident also cleared. Have delays remaining with us on 110 northbound near the exit for the Pentagon parking. That was due to that crash there. Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Not a terrible Tuesday. Some sunshine early, clouds later, 47 on target for normal. A rain shower, maybe a wet snowflake tonight, no accumulation, 34. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
42 degrees at 7:56.
Hey, we the people made history. We triumphed over the political and media elite. Bravo! Now comes the dirty work draining the swamp. dismantling decades of progressive policies which have brought America to the brink of financial ruin. One book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains what must be done right now. It offers solid steps to protect yourself from the risks these elites have set in motion, like a $20 trillion debt explosion, an entitlement collapse, stagnant growth with rising inflation, and the ongoing war on cash and your privacy, all of which could take many years to repair, even under President Donald Trump. Expect much pain before any gain, like after the Carter years. So do not let your guard down. You must call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Again, 1-800-289-2646. Write it down, 1-800-289-2646. Then what are you going to get? A free $20 book right now. 1-800-289-2646.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Ready to make a real difference in 2017? A degree in cybersecurity can help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2017. Classes start January 2nd with innovative and career-focused cybersecurity degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on-site and online. Let Stratford's best-in-class IT faculty bring you the latest cybersecurity breakthroughs and solutions to help you succeed in today's most sought-after field. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your master's degree in cybersecurity or bachelor's degree with cybersecurity focus. Register today at stratford.edu/cybernow. That's stratford.edu/cybernow, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 cyber scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete details at stratford.edu/cybernow. stratford.edu/cybernow.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Dr. Seb Gorka, who will talk about the situation with Russia. Also, Larry Kudlow from CNBC will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Katie Pavlich. Time for the news at 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.